إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, today is my last day on this trip in Madina Munawwara, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me the opportunity to come here again and again, and give the opportunity to all those who want to come here to come here again and again. It's very cold here. It's my phone says it's 12 degrees, but it feels much colder. And this is one of the things about Medina, is the fact that it's cold, and it's sometimes you get fever and so on. Alhamdulillah, last 2 days I have had fever and so forth. But the good thing about that is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for the people who love Medina, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala should bless them for that, for the love of his city. He made dua that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala should increase the love for Medina in the hearts of Muslims, and to give them sahulat, convenience in this city, even more than they had in Makkah. He was talking about the Muhajirun. The love of Rasulullah for his ummah is something that is truly among those things which we should really try to understand. But wallahu alam, maybe we can never get to the reality of it and see how much he did love his ummah. But we should still try, because this is the essence of the Ba'sat of Rasulullah, the essence of his being sent into this world, was as rahmah, was as mercy to all of creation. Rahmatul lil alameen, not just rahmatul lil muslimin or rahmatul lil nas, but rahmatul lil alameen. Rahman, mercy for all the worlds. Rasulullah, in a hadith that is narrated by, in Musnad Imam Ahmad, he said, "I wish I could meet my brothers." And his companions, they asked him, "Aren't we your brothers?" And he said, "No, you are my companions. My brothers are those who will believe in me even though they have not seen me." And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to include me and all of you among those who he called his brothers and sisters. And the sisters is understood in this hadith and similar hadith. In another beautiful hadith, which is in Muslim, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrated, she said, once when I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a very good mood, I said to him, "Ya Rasulullah, please make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me." So he said, "Oh Allah, forgive Aisha her past and future sins. Forgive her what she has done in secret and in public." Aisha radiallahu anha was so happy that out of her happiness, and she smiled and she laughed so much that she bent forward with her head in her lap. And then he said to her, "Does my dua make you happy?" She replied, "How can your dua not make me happy, Ya Rasulullah?" Thereupon he said, by Allah, this is my dua for my ummah in every single salah." He said, "By Allah, this is my dua for my ummah in every single salah." And this hadith is in Muslim. Now imagine what kind of feeling and what kind of hub and muhabbat Rasulullah must have had for his people, that he would make a dua like this for them in every single one of his salawat. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who deserve these duas, and ask Allah to give us the benefit of these duas, whether we deserve them or not, because we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unconditionally, and we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And we ask Allah to accept our du'as and accept our ibadat, not because they are worthy of His acceptance, but because He is Al-Ghafur Rahim, and He is the one who accepts the deeds of those who are unworthy, but He accepts them because He is the great and magnificent. My brothers and sisters, I want to talk about a little bit about the importance of the Sunnah, because that is the whole purpose of our coming here. The Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is something which is very critical to understand and very critical to for us to hold as important in our hearts and minds, and to do our best to follow it in every single way that we can follow it. Because that is the Sunnah is the essence of this deen, where we follow the Sunnah because this is the because Islam is a practice, and the Sunnah is the methodology by which this practice can be inculcated in our lives. So therefore, if you leave the Sunnah, then you are not going to be able to actually practice this deen. And that's the reason why the Sunnah is so critically important, because that is the whole secret behind the practice of Islam, is to follow the methodology. The example that I always give of different kinds of martial arts and how it's important to understand that the benefit of the martial art is not in knowing about it, but in actually knowing it, knowing the practice of it, being able to do it. And all of this comes down to the same thing, which is that's what the Sunnah is all about, where we learn how to practice this deen. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which of course Allah can do anything He wants, Allah could have given directions of how specifically Islam is to be followed, or how Salah is to be performed. Allah did not do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just commanded the Salah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to teach us how to do Salah. And that's why He said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. And that's the critical thing to understand about the practice of the Sunnah, that the practice of the Sunnah is fard. The Sunnah itself is the teachings and the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his whatever he taught and his practices, but to learn those and to practice those in our lives. This is fard, and fard is not in the sense of, I don't want to stress on the fact that of what will happen if you do not do the fard, which of course is there. To leave a fard, to deliberately go against a fard, is obviously something which is hugely detrimental, which is a sign of being rebellious, and showing rebelliousness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fraught with the danger, because if it attracts the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which it will, then we become liable for the punishment of Allah. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that since we have accepted Islam, since we are Muslims, then it makes sense for us to try to do everything to maximize the benefit of being Muslim. Why would we want to not maximize that? Why would we want to be Muslim and yet not benefit from Islam? That makes no sense. So if we are Muslim, we must benefit from Islam. And the way of benefiting from Islam is to practice Islam. And how do we practice Islam? That is what the Sunnah teaches us. And that is why the practice of the Sunnah is not optional in that sense, but it becomes further, it becomes absolutely essential for anyone who claims to be a Muslim and who claims to love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and who claims to follow Islam. It makes eminent and complete and total sense that we understand this. Because if we don't understand it, then it means that we have to question our claim that we are Muslims, that we have to question our claims that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which itself, as I mentioned earlier in one of the Fajr reminders from here, is part of Iman. To love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is one of the fundamentals of Iman. It's not left to our will and fancy to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the parameter on which that love is to be based and judged. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to fulfill that parameter and to be counted among those who were the true, who truly loved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Simply calling yourself an ashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not enough. We have to prove that ishq of the Nabi by following his sunnah. There is no ishq of the Nabi without following the sunnah. The love of Allah is to be expressed through ibadah. It's to be expressed through worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to be expressed through ittiba, is to be expressed through emulation of his sunnah. These are the taqazas, these are the requirements of the love of Allah and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who love his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam over and above every single other thing in our lives. And we ask Allah to fill our hearts with his nur and to fill our hearts with the muhabbat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and to gather us together with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la bi ghairi hisab. وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.